are here at the 2019 CUNA Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council conference. It is a mouthful, but hey, you know what? Big name, big conference, good stuff. Indeed. And we are here with True West Credit Union's very own Jennifer Kimmel. Jennifer, how are you?
Oh, I'm outstanding. Good. I couldn't be happier to be in Chicago. I've been enjoying the city each and every opportunity I get to get out.
Yeah. This is especially this time of the year where it's not cold, it's not too hot. You can go outside and just walk everywhere.
Everywhere. So I think I did really 5 miles the first day.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow. More than me. I did one, but it's better than none.
That's true.
Good stuff. So, how's the conference, by the way, before we get started here?
The conference has been so busy. We have representation from credit unions across the country. Mm-hmm. We have credit unions in every shape, size, and everyone's interacting. We have our technology friends, our operations side of the house. Mm-hmm. So you get a full spectrum of the credit union industry in this beautiful hotel.
Yep. This hotel, I bet, has some stories to tell. It's been here for a while, that's for sure. But it's super nice, indeed. Yeah. And I just found, you just told me that you're on the executive committee for the operations
council.
I am. So
yeah. Yeah, so cool. I'm in my second year serving the CUNA Executive Council for the OME side.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we work together as a team to put on the conference, all of the white papers that come out through CUNA, any of the events, the education, the CUNA Council's forum. So we really work to make sure the credit unions continue to collaborate with one another across the country.
That's our superpower, I've heard. So yes, indeed. All right. There's obviously lots of great technology and vendors, technology and operations and member experience vendors here. One of them you guys have just started working with is CU Ledger, and you guys are going to pilot their MyCUID digital ID product. So give us I want to know what attracted you toward this product that they have for offer.
So True West Credit Union, we continue, like all our other credit unions, we're continuing to grow and evolve, and so are our members. And our members demand more from us. They demand more service in the electronic channels.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always been able to support those members electronically, but as the transactions become higher risk, higher value, there's a higher likelihood of fraud. And we want to protect our credit union. We want to protect our members.
Yep.
And so we look to CU Ledger and MyCUID to create a secure environment that we can respond when our member reaches out and says, hey, I need to send a huge wire transfer and I don't feel like going into a branch.
Right, right.
I want to do it with my contact center where I can talk to my credit union and ask all of my questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at MyCUID as an opportunity for us to be a better credit union, to serve our members more securely, and to be able to ensure that we give them everything they need.
Right.
So we're really looking forward to MyCUID to complement the credit union's solutions as we move forward in expanding services to our members electronically.
Where are you guys in the pilot process? What's the status here? Because I'm excited for you guys, because this is some really cool stuff out there.
It is so cool, and something that we have been working really close with MyCUID and CU Ledger to get off the ground. So our pilot officially launched in August.
Oh, congrats!
And we've been busy working and developing, and every week we make progress and steps forward in this exciting technology space. And so we just finished our working proof of concept.
Okay.
And so our working proof of concept is going to transition into pilot by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And we're specifically working with our employee members because they know us, we know them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to test this in a really safe environment before we go out to our entire membership group. And that should transition and take part, that should occur around Thanksgiving. And from there, we'll continue to plan out the launch into our memberships.
Oh, just in time for the holidays.
No, and it's even exciting. So we have an in-house development team, a really talented group of developers who have been working closely with the technology build of this solution for us. And they have connected the in-house, the agents facing side of the technology to our toolkit, our intranet toolkit. So the agents have a really easy user experience. We want to make sure not only do our members have a great experience, but our contact center agents have a great experience using the technology.
Yeah, I think it works great on both sides of the coin for sure. It's a self-sovereign ID that you can kind of take everywhere. I mean, how do you guys plan to, it sounds like you guys are going to initially use it for your contact center, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So we are going to, anytime a member calls in today, the members have to go through a series of questions to authenticate themselves.
We've all been there.
Hey, Mike, tell me your name, your last four digits of your social security number. Oh, and by the way, what address did you live at 3 years ago?
Like what?
Yeah. So our members are getting sick and tired of answering these questions, but on the other hand, the fraudsters, they're learning them. And so they're not as secure as they were 5, 10 years ago.
That makes sense.
So what we are going to replace those out-of-wallet questions and those standard security questions, mm-hmm. which everybody knows at this point,
yeah.
with this token ID, and we're going to push them the PIN. They're going to be able to read us the PIN back, much like EMV, mm-hmm. Your
yeah.
MFA.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
when
yeah.
you log into online yes. banking, do you get a code sent
yes.
to you?
Yes.
We're
going
to follow the same process, mm-hmm. except in person with our contact center.
Beautiful, and it's yeah. really fast, too. So
fast.
Yeah, so, oh, yeah, because I just went through this whole, because I had to do, I think it was like a travel request or something like that, mm-hmm. but I forgot to do it online. I mean, so I had to call and go, hey, but they had to go through the whole authentication process with me, and like, I can't wait for my CUID to get out there and
yeah.
just press a button and then I'm good to go. So how do you see it benefiting your credit union and as well as your members?
Yeah, so today I think when we move into those higher risk transactions, the high value transactions, wires, let's say, home equity loan advances, mm-hmm, those mm-hmm. big deal transactions, mm-hmm. we will be able to support those in a secure environment, therefore mitigating risk to our organization, mm-hmm. protecting our memberships, and it's truly a win-win for the entire organization.
Oh, no doubt. And your mm-hmm. members too, my God.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a cool factor here as well,
yeah.
when your members go, oh my gosh, that's all it took? Are you kidding me? I'm going to
yeah.
tell my neighbor about this.
Absolutely. And so our members have this great user experience,
mm-hmm.
and then they know that the credit union is working hard, partnering with technology and innovating and looking for yeah. ways to make banking easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can make it easier, they're going to do it more often.
Yeah, and when I see that, and if I'm a member and my credit union is doing something like this, which they've done in the past, like they're on top of technology, in my mind, I'm saying, my credit union gets it. You know, they get the security aspect of it, they get the convenience aspect of it, and
yeah.
again, there's this tremendous cool factor there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So. Good stuff. Anything
yeah.
else? Anything else, Jennifer, to wrap up here? Or
gosh.
Actually, goals. What?
Yeah.
What do you guys want to achieve here with that? Obviously, become the coolest credit union in town.
Obviously.
But that goes without saying.
Yeah. So we really want to use this as our first step into additional offerings with CU Ledger. We want to continue to innovate and evolve and leverage technology to make interacting with our credit union on the member's schedule
yeah.
as easy and interactive
yeah.
as possible so
yeah.
that members can bank when they want to,
yep.
not during when we want to.
Mm-hmm. And then get on with their lives.
Exactly.
So yeah, kind of a seamless thing. Very cool stuff. All right, Jennifer, again, yeah. anything else to add here? Any final words of wisdom on this front?
Gosh, no, Chicago was awesome.
Yeah.
I hope everyone enjoyed being here.
Oh, yeah.
What a great conference.
Yep, indeed. Can't wait for next year as well, 2020
Las Vegas.
Yeah,
Caesar's Palace, that should be wild.
Make your plans now.
That's
all right,
right,
Jennifer, thank you so much for hanging out with
yeah.
us for a few minutes.
My
well
pleasure.
Done. Can't wait to revisit back over like the holidays or
oh.
something, see how it's going.
Stay tuned for more.
All right, so
yeah.
you heard it right here.
Right here.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well-